Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So my question is now, if you're LaFonza Butler and you're being appointed to the United States Senate, I guess is she gonna move here? I'm in California, so is she gonna move here, or does she have to move here? I guess so. Or is she just gonna make like a Zoom call to California whenever that needs to happen? I just don't know, folks. Welcome to the program, Kyle Warren, with you. Glad to be with you, of course, as we race and rocket through the overnight hours in America. As we dance across your radio dial, we're broadcasting, of course, live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California, of course, to all of our great radio affiliates out there. Of course, up on the satellite via GCN. Shout out to GCN this morning. And, of course, if you're streaming the show, wherever you're at, we want to welcome you as well. Now, to those working across America in the overnight hours, we want to give you a special shout out for all that you're doing. And we're glad that you're spending time with us. And if you'd like to join, let's join the party. I don't mean join the party. I mean join the actual party of having a fun radio show. Just give us a call, 1-877-969-8600. We are having fun, and it's 1-877-969-8600. If you'd like to call and opine, talk to me, or talk to our great guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And she's not joining us via Zoom, but on the telephone.
No.
Good morning, Denise.
You'll never see me on a Zoom call, period. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, so when it comes to LaFonza, Daryl Issa, a congressman from California, sent out a tweet yesterday that said, so many Californians have left the state during Gavin Newsom's time in office, he had to go to Maryland to find our next senator.
Isn't that the truth? You know.
Well, here's the thing. She is President Emily's List, which is another Marxist organization. But they immediately, after this naming of her, the website immediately took down the fact that she lives in Maryland. She does own a home in California, but she doesn't live there. And she immediately changed her voting registration back to California.
That's right. Isn't that something? I mean, I don't know. California's got to have, like, I don't know, some CCNRs or something that says you have to live here. But I guess not. Of course, I'm joking, of course. But obviously, is this a good look? I mean, number one, he names an outsider. Well, not an outsider, a relative unknown. But she's a powerhouse in fundraising, we understand. And she's a very, very astute political activist, even behind the scenes. So, you know, he didn't go with some name that, I mean, at least a name that everybody would immediately recognize. So what do you think is the upside of that? Is that just something where then she always has to owe him some big favor, no matter what he asks, basically, and politically?
Well, no. Kamala Harris, she probably picked up the phone and called Gavin and said, hey, dude, put this woman up. She's got the bona fides on just what our party needs. And because she was her campaign advisor, or one of them, and she actually also worked for a firm that helped elect Newsom himself. And she was also, she's a well-connected union boss that ran SEIU in California. Now, SEIU, by the way, service employees, it's a very big, big, big union. They are also the ones that was promoted heavily during the early campaign days of Obama. They are also the go-to labor union that works on, let's say, Democrats voting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned the bona fides. Is this the kind of thing that the Democrat Party, or at least Gavin Newsom, wants to project at a time when typically you'll even see Democrats try to at least look like they're moving more towards the center or trying to seem, for lack of a better expression, more reasonable about things?
They're not trying to move towards the center. I mean, look at this cat Bowman, you know, that pulled the fire alarm, okay? Not only does he come out with some kind of, hey, this is on me, and, you know, I was just trying to get through a door quickly so I could go vote. I was in a hurry, but nobody else had to go pull a fire alarm in order to go vote.
right.
But then he comes out and calls the Republicans, what? Nazis.
That's right. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because it's like, what? Yeah, and again, this goes to my question. Typically, the Democrats want to seem like, well, yeah, Republicans could vote for us, you know, and they try to make the alternative look so scary and bad, and then they go, well, just vote for us and it'll all be okay. And it's kind of like Lucy with the football for Charlie Brown.
Well, I mean, you're putting it kindly, so.
Well, yeah.
You're way too kind.
Well, but that's the thing. But you're right, and it's just moving. In other words, typically what we should be seeing, at least historically or at least strategically, that's not happening. And that is it because they just feel like, well, this will just be all out. We can just sort of go for it at this point.
They can go for it. I mean, where's the consequence?
Right. Indeed. Well, Denise, hold on real quick there because we're coming up to our break here. But when we come back, folks, we'll have more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Also, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Kyle Warren with you. If you'd like to call in and join the conversation, join the party. 1-877-969-8600.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get your motor running, and we're heading out across the highways and byways of America in the overnights. Glad to be with you. Kyle Warren with you this morning. 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. That is the toll-free line. If you'd like to call in and opine, we actually have a couple of callers that are waiting patiently on the telephone. And, of course, we've also got Denise Simon, our special guest for this segment. And she, of course, is from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We'll get right back to Denise and our callers here in just a few moments. As soon as I tell you about GEICO, and that's GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O, and what you want to do is you want to head over to their website, GEICO.com. You want to take advantage of their price comparison. You want to put in the vehicle that you own. If you've got a car or truck, and you want to see what the comparison is going to be for the same kind of coverage that you have right now. Now, if also you have other things, you have motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, any of these kinds of things, you want to bundle all those things together at the same time. And if you really want to start saving big money, that means you put in your house, right? You bundle in your house, or you have a condo, something like that, and you want to put all that together and see what that result is going to be. You want to check out the price difference, because chances are you're going to be able to save a bundle. So head on over to GEICO.com. That's GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O, and do the comparison test today and save. All right, right back now to Denise Simon. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey is right, because I don't even know where to begin on some of this stuff. You know, I do want to ask you about the Trump, the bench trial that's going on here. But let's go ahead and take a caller here real quick. We got Backgammon Bob in Tampa. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir, Kyle. Just wanted to say about the Trump trial and stuff. It's kind of obvious that these prosecutors, the judge and stuff, are totally out to get Trump. And what I'm wondering is, I think that whether he's found guilty or not, which I hope he's not found guilty, obviously, but that there's a very good chance on any appeal this all this stuff is going to be a term, because they should not be in this venue, and these people have declared they're just totally out to get Trump from the start. If this isn't a prejudice trial, they don't make one. And the second thing I wanted to ask you about is our country and China. We don't have the resources to be the world's policemen anymore. We need to withdraw back into this country and not spend our money overseas and do something to overturn the rot that is overtaking this country. Right, even when the Democratic congressmen get carjacked in Washington, D.C., although they're Democrats, I guess it's been the worst thing. Anyway, all right, that's it.
Well, thanks back again, Bob. We appreciate it. Denise, what do you think before we get to our next caller? What do you think about that? The crime, and you have talked about crime a lot on this program as well, but back again, Bob made some good points.
Well, you know, on my own show, I talk with an awful lot of, you know, subject matter experts and authors and those kinds of things, and I always refer to law and order. And, you know, everything that we do comes down to law and order. And at the end of the Trump administration, he was trying to address all of that, but, you know, obviously, you know, trying to make some kind of inroad. Now, this Letitia James woman, who is, you know, suing Trump in New York, you know, she, along with every other Democrat, continues to say nobody is above the law. Well, you know, Kyle, you and I can sit here on radio and probably talk for the next 2 years nonstop on cases just in the last 3 years of people that have been above the law. You know? And for Merrick Garland to kind of ignore all of this, I mean, you know, something is really quite fascinating. We know that Biden is not making any of these decisions coming out of this White House. We know that it's Susan Rice, and we know that it's Bob Bauer, and we know that, you know, it's everybody else but him. But I would argue that Merrick Garland is not making the decisions coming out of the Department of Justice either. The person who's making those decisions is Lisa Monaco. Now, who is Lisa Monaco? Well, she's the deputy or the assistant AG, but she was also part of the national security apparatus in the Obama White House.
So, very interesting, yeah.
Yeah, she's making the decisions on who gets charged. Now, Hillary Clinton was above the law. Now, wasn't she?
Why not? Well, yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean, she was above the law, if for nothing else, when it came to the Clinton Global Initiative or Clinton Foundation, wherever it is they changed the name to it. Okay, but she was also above the law when it came to Russiagate, because she paid for it.
But she's a Democrat, though, right? Last time
yeah,
I checked.
Well, that's my point. Now, Biden is above the law. Mayorkas is above the law. If for nothing else, when it comes to all things immigration. I would argue that these non-government organizations that the Department of Homeland Security uses for immigration, they're above the law because they know quite well that they're breaking the law in aiding and abetting the criminals coming across criminals. And they're all criminals because they're breaking our immigration laws coming into the United States. But they're all above the law, aren't they? I mean,
indeed. Indeed. Well, I tell you what, let's go ahead and let's take our call. We've got Aaron calling in from Denver, of course, listening, and I love to say this, on the mighty 710 KNUS. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning there, Cap. Well, of course, Miss Denise, Denise, what do you think about Gaetz challenging Kevin McCarthy for the speaker's chair? Consider that if for some reason the Republicans just can't find a way to cut spending and find a way to get this get Congress to balance a budget, Denise, and that's how I would like to just start to try to cut spending and get in find a way to just balance the budget instead of just continue to kick the trains of debt until November 17th. Okay? I could go on. But anyway, Professor Projects, Denise, adios.
All right. Thank you, Aaron, in Denver. What do you think, Denise?
Whatever the House does, let's just say Gates got everything he wanted and Andy Biggs got everything he wanted out of McCarthy on this last, you know, debacle that happened in the House. And it really is still happening because Gates pulled the lever on removing McCarthy as Speaker. Okay, let's say they got everything. Do you think that the Senate's going to pass it? Do you think that, you know, Biden's going to veto it? I mean, we can blame McCarthy all day long, but it's bigger than McCarthy. Now, I understand the spending, and I understand Ukraine. I understand it. I don't like it, but, you know, I've got a very different opinion about things with Ukraine. But I would say this. How about, what are we doing with all the Russian money and oligarch money that we seized during the invasion? What's happening with all that? How much of that did Ukraine get, if any? How much money is USAID given to Ukraine or to any other country, and why? Then we have something called the Millennium Challenge. Now, the Millennium Challenge is really grant money. It's not even loan money. It's not even support money. We give all these countries money for ridiculous things under the Millennium Challenge. Why don't we defund that? So what I'm saying is there's thousands and thousands of places that we can stop spending. We can defund. The Community Reinvestment Act, that's about the most corrupt thing that the federal government has. Then you got the Export-Import Bank. Well, what is that? Well, it was designed so the federal government would give loans to small business, so they could compete with the very large companies when it came to being a government contractor. Oh, does Boeing qualify as a small business?
Good question indeed. Because all right, Denise Simon. Well, I just
want to. Poor bank gets that money too. So I mean, you know, give me a break, Matt Gaetz.
No kidding. Can you stick around for another segment?
Sure.
Okay, great, folks. We're going to stick around with Denise Simon here on the other side of the break. And by the way, if the government's giving away money for ridiculous things, I've got some great ridiculous ideas. And maybe I could cash in on that somewhere. Okay, folks, Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. We're back in a flash.
Third Watch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. 9-year-old Charlotte Cena went missing Saturday night at Morrow Lake State Park, north of Albany, New York, while on a camping trip with her family. Governor Kathy Hochul confirmed yesterday that Cena was kidnapped and that the accused abductor is in custody. She also said Sienna appeared to be in good physical condition and she was rescued last night. Hochul said the suspect left a note at Charlotte's parents' house demanding ransom. Fingerprint analysis led to the man's mother's home, where a SWAT team found Charlotte in a cabinet inside a camper. The suspect will be charged after officials go through all the evidence. Texas Democrat Congressman Harry Cuellar is said to be okay after he was carjacked last night in Washington, D.C. Authorities and Cuellar's office say it happened about a mile from the U.S. Capitol. Police are looking for three men who they say took Cuellar's vehicle and his luggage. At least one of the carjackers had a gun. Lance Pry, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
All right, Billy Joel bringing us back in here, folks, to the bottom of the hour segment here as we stroll along with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience there on Facebook. And, of course, glad to be with you as we continue. 1-877-969-8600. That is the toll-free line if you'd like to call in and opine. We do have a caller holding on the telephone right now, but we're glad if you want to call as well. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we want to get back to Denise Simon here in just a moment. As soon as I tell you that this portion of our program is being brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America, and you want to head over to their website, cv4a.org. That's CV, the letter of the number, 4a.org. Concerned Veterans for America. You know, each week here on the program, we talk with Jimmy T. Smith from that great organization. He lets us know what they're doing to help vets around the country, how to make sure that the policies that our government implements, are beneficial to our vets, but also beneficial to our active military moving forward, things like mission creep and these kinds of things. It's a great organization. They're doing a lot of good, and they help vets as well in all aspects of their lives. And so you definitely want to check them out, Concerned Veterans for America, CV4A.org. All right, right back to Denise Simon. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Let's take our caller here real quick. It's Mary in St. Pete. When we come back from Mary's question, I do want to ask you about a couple of things about Donald Trump, but good morning, Mary. How are you this morning?
Okay, good morning. Thank you. And hope Captain's okay. I would just like to ask Miss Denise, because I go into other websites that aren't usually talked about, the Great Reset and 201 Plan, Pandemic and all that, but I did want to say one question is, what does the, and I've asked other people who are veterans, what does the yellow fringe on the American flag represent? Because I keep reading about that. It's either there or it's not. And do you know what it means, Denise, or any of the callers? Thank you.
That's a good question.
I don't. Yeah, and I appreciate the question because I do see that all over the place, and it should not be there. That's not the way our flag is supposed to be. So I can't help you on that one. But I understand the concern and the question. But apparently it was added, you know, I'm going to say, but in some cases, I think around early 1900s.
Do you think it's more of like a, is it like a flourishy type thing? Like it's an adornment to the flag ultimately?
I don't want to say, you know, I don't know. But I notice it all the time, and of course I just kind of raise my eyebrow, and that's kind of where I do what I do. So I'm with Mary on this one.
Very cool, very cool. Well, thanks again, Mary and St. Pete, for the telephone call this morning.
I wish I could.
Well, no, that's a very, very good question. I think a lot of people are probably asking that same question right now and say, yeah, we've seen that before, but we don't know exactly where it originates from. Or, you know, because there is flag protocol, right? There's the flag has to be certain dimensions, right? This kind of thing. And that's why, like, well, for example, when you see those great big giant flags on the sports fields, and I've had the honor of going out on at Angel Stadium several times, and doing the giant flag on the field, like for Memorial Day or, you know, these big, you know, July 4th or things like that. And then they do the flyover. It's really cool. So it takes a long time to put those flags together. But it's not an official flag because it doesn't meet the exact dimensions or some such thing. That's why portions of it can touch the ground because you have to, you know, put it, you snap it all together basically with buckles. But at any rate, because they were trying to let everybody know that they were being respectful to the flag. We weren't doing anything that was improper. Let me ask you real quick, Denise, in the time we have left here. Donald Trump said earlier on Monday that about 80% of the case of the business trial, the bench trial, had evaporated because of the statute of limitations. But that other 20%, that's not going to be an easy defense from what I hear. But it's a very strange case in and of itself, though.
Well, that kind of tells you that Letitia James didn't bother to look at what time. You know, she's supposed to be so good at what she does, and she's had this for a long time. So she blew it on that one. And what they're necessarily trying to do, it's really kind of financial terrorism. They're trying to break the guy. I mean, he's got money, but if you take away his company, that kind of does it all. So, you know, maybe necessarily what happens is he turns around and he sells his company to a trust, a trust operation for a dollar. And, you know, he's maybe just kind of the executor of a trust. Maybe that's what he does. But this is a Stasi tactic. You know, this is a point where the state of New York is really trying to nationalize a private corporation. As I see it, you know, that would be kind of the end result. So you take it away from Trump and you know, you have the state of New York run it, you know?
Well, is this part of the strategy of throwing everything up against the wall and see what sticks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's been no harm. And he said it several times yesterday. Every bank was paid. He didn't estimate the value of the businesses. You know, every bank has its own duty to get a value assessment on assets to see whether you want to make loans against it or not. Everybody was paid back. In some cases, he said that some of the, you know, the loans were paid back early. So nobody in the state of New York was hurt. But I will tell you that Well, you know, nobody's above the law. Well, there's a whole bunch of people that are above the law in the state of New York. And we're
well, that's right. Well, and that's because we have what we call in this country the two-tier justice system.
Yeah, at a minimum.
It's the two-tier exactly. justice system. That's right. It's a, I think it's one of the articles. It's in there. It's in the Bill of Rights somewhere. I'm not exactly sure.
I am. Precisely.
Yeah. Hey, as a matter of fact, Joe, our producer, has been able to check this out for us. According to the American Legion website, records indicate that fringe was first used on the flag as early as 1835.
Mm-hmm.
It was not, right. Yeah, it was not until 1895 that it was officially added to the national flag for all regiments of the Army. For civilian use, fringe is not required as an integral part of the flag, nor can it be nor can its use be said to constitute an unauthorized addition to the design prescribed by the statute. It is considered that fringe is used as an honorable enrichment only. That's the military tradition. So thanks so much, Joe. We appreciate that because I know that that helps to answer Mary's question as well. But, yeah, that's something I think, as always, we learned something on this program. That's great.
Well, I don't think the flag needs to be enriched, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, well, it's the Stars and Stripes. And, you know, if you've ever seen that
standalone.
Yeah, it's standalone. You're right. But if you've ever seen it, it circulates, the video circulates around Independence Day and so forth. It's Robin Williams where he does his thing, I'm the flag, and he does this little soliloquy about being the flag. He's dressed as an American flag. And
Johnny Cash
so
did a song about it, too.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's something that, see, that is, and I'm so glad that Mary brought this up, and thanks again to Joe, because we're talking about this now. The flag is that symbol of American unity. When I was growing up, it's the Stars and Stripes. It's everything about our country. That is our flag that says, you know, we're all kind of different, you know, we're all kind of strange in some way, shape, or form, but we're all together, we're Americans. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's an icon. It's a sense of, you know, we the people of, and of, a little two-letter word, O-F, you know, says that we are loyal and bound to our country, and our country is represented by the Stars and Stripes, and you know, not to endorse Ramaswamy, but he wants to get rid of birthright citizenship because they are not people of the United States.
Well, yeah, we'll see about that. Well, Denise Simon, thank you so much. We're heading right out to the break here, so thanks again, and we will see you tomorrow night. Take care, Denise.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're going to be right back right after this, 1-877-969-8600. Stay right there.
Let's celebrate. Third Watch.
Come on now.
Celebrate. It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
All right, 1-877-969-8600. That is the toll-free line if you'd like to call in and opine. Kyle Warren with you as we race across your radio dial in the overnight hours across America. And we've got a great treat for you coming up here in this segment. We're going to be talking with Chris Markowski. He is the watchdog on Wall Street, of course, and we're going to hear what he has to say here in just a few moments. But first, I want to let you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by MyPillow. Check out MyPillow at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Check out all the great MyPillow products from the MyPillows. You know, my whole family sleeps on a MyPillow. The Giza sheets, the slippers, the towel sets, just to name a few. Head over to MyPillow.com, then use promo code CAPTAIN. That's promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. If you'd like to call them on the phone, you can do that too. 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. All right. Well, without any further ado, let's go right over to the telephones and say good morning to our good friend Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
All right. Well, it's there's a lot going on. We've got some politics we can talk about. We've also got, of course, we've got this poll that I saw earlier today. This Rasmussen poll, and I believe it looks like it's saying that consumer spending, the economic confidence, is now down again in September. Economic confidence decreased to 96.5 in this month's Rasmussen's economic index. That was back in September, but it was lower than it was in August. But this is a trend. I mean, it's heading down. And at what point? Oh, and by the way, I think we've got an economic person, I think from a large financial firm, saying that they think that the interest rates could go up as high as 7% at some point. That the Fed's not done yet. What do you make of all this?
I'm not buying that the Fed is going to continue to raise rates at this point in time. I really don't. I think that they're done. I think that the bond yields can go higher if people continue to sell off bonds as they have, so they could, rates can go up without the Fed, doing a darn thing when it comes to the, 10-year treasury. And it's just confidence in our overall economic situation right now as far as consumer confidence is concerned. I think it all comes down to, how people are feeling about their own financial situation and what they're spending. And I think, definitely energy prices are weighing and paying a big, part of what's going on. I said, it's going to drive everything else up as well. And that's a big hit to people's pockets and they're feeling it.
Well, indeed they are. And by the way, it looks like that was J.P. Morgan Chase's CEO, Jamie Dimon, who talked about this idea that the Fed is continuing to aggressively fight inflation, evidently. But, Chris, there's some disconnect here, I think, isn't there? Because, we're getting to this point now where this is all being framed as though the Fed has got to keep raising rates to fight inflation, but yet we don't really address the root causes, like energy, things like that, that seem to have got us here in a very short order.
I don't think that the Fed can really do much at this point in time. I mean, they've moved as quickly as I think they possibly can. I mean, you've seen rates go parabolic in very short order, completely changing the dynamic of our economy and what's going on in regards to the cost of money, and obviously how it affects mortgage rates, affects small businesses, affects loans, and a myriad of other things. And I think it's the speed that was really the real shock to the economy. And they needed to do it. They just started way, way, way too late. And should have been started much, much earlier, and they kept rates way too low for too long of a period of time. But what they're doing can affect the cost of energy, oil, and a myriad of other things. It's not just a demand problem that we're dealing with. We're dealing with a supply problem as well.
Well, indeed. And speaking of supplies or just even getting products from overseas, it looks like the United States is warning China that they should expect updated export curbs in October, according to a U.S. official. Things aren't going well in China on so many fronts. Try to put it into perspective for us, because what's happening in China definitely affects what's happening here. I think that it seems just so amorphous. So can you try to drill it down for us?
Well, China's had a lot of problems based upon their command and control economy, but because their confidence is so low there, their consumer has really dried up, and they're hoarding cash over there, and they're not spending money. So that's an issue, and they're obviously a large market that we'd like to sell to as well. The dynamic has changed for them also in the fact that, many countries are slowly but surely, they call it de-risking, decoupling, of moving, supply chains to other areas. And that's definitely hurting their economy also. I did mention that, Mexico is our largest trading partner now, not Mexico. So, not China. So, that's the lay of the land right now. And China's a lot of their Belt and Road initiative that they started 10 years ago is crumbling in many parts of the world. A lot of projects that haven't been finished have been abandoned. And, a lot of the big dreams and sights of these, various different out of, capitals, these 5-year plan type of situations, they don't work out too well.
No, not at all. And something else that's not working out very well at all is the messaging, I guess, even according to Democrats, you have Bidenomics, and of course we talked a lot about the term Bidenomics, but you have some saying, well, we've got to do a better job framing this and trying to tout President Biden's achievements, quote unquote. I mean, at what point does their sort of cognitive dissonance get the best of them to think that they can actually make Bidenomics look like everybody's okay, it's all going well?
Well, I mean, they stay on point and they keep reiterating the same thing. I mean, I think you'd have to be a real fool out there to think that there's been any sort of real success with this whole concept, this Bidenomic concept, and all of these government expenditures on all of these things that they're not working out too well. I mean, you take a look at the lay of the land right now. That strikes happening. We've got more strikes being planned in other areas of the country. You've got, you know, forcing companies to build things and whatnot that they don't want. Again, you got all this money for this CHIPS Act that, again, you know, I don't think it's going to work out too well because the subsidies are going to eventually dry up and these companies are going to say, forget it. This project's not worth it anymore, and that's the problem. You know, projects have to stand on their own, not by use of government money, which in essence is taxpayer money. And, you know, the whole concept in of itself is a complete mirror image of what China's been doing. And, you know, like I said, Bidenomics is Chinanomics, and it didn't work there, and it's not going to work here.
Well, you know, Chris, one of the things that I've heard you speak to before, and I'm always very, very impressed by that, is that you look at companies and not just something that's on the stock market. I mean, there are a lot of people out there who talk about, well, this stock is this and it's that. But you've spoken to the idea where you buy companies and you don't just buy a stock. Hopefully, would that be something that would help stabilize people's perceptions of where the stock market is going if they paid more attention to that?
Well, one of the things, I can't tell anybody, and I said I've been doing this for, you know, 30 plus years. I don't know what the stock market's going to do today, tomorrow, next week, or quite frankly, next month. I happen to be pretty good at, you know, deciding what, you know, companies have good value at a certain point in time and, you know, what their prospects are going to be 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road. And that's what you're doing. You have to look at yourself as an investor. You're buying a part of a company. Be a great company buyer. Don't be a stock buyer. And by doing that, you're going to insulate yourself from a lot of the ebbs and flows of the market. Again, they want you to think that they can tell you what's going to happen overnight or what the markets are capable of doing. And yeah, I can see trends and I understand technicals and a myriad of other things. It's that mentality, you know, that I don't like getting into. I'd rather, you know, do the whole, everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort way of investing than trying to, you know, to get rich quick. Get rich quick con artists, you know, like the line from Wall Street, they come and go. And you don't want to play that game with your finances. You want to build a portfolio by putting high quality companies, foundational blocks in your portfolio, and that's the way become wealthy over time.
In other words, there's no shortcuts. Got to still put in the hours and the work and the know-how, and I appreciate that so very much. All right, Chris Markowski, can you give us the website? It's watchdogonwallstreet.com, correct?
Yes, it is, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Thank you so much.
Sound good, Chris? We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Take care.
Got it.
All right, everybody. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. I'm Kyle Warren, and I'll be back right after this quick break. Top of the hour, you hear your local news. We'll be back with Kevin Wright. Stay right there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.